Good morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Carroll, and welcome to The News Diet. Today, I'm going to talk about the growing relationship between Russia and China. Let's be informed so we can get on with our day. As a new channel, every new or returning viewer makes such a big difference. So I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. If you like what you see and you feel the show is providing a healthier alternative for staying informed, then please hit that subscribe button, as it would be a massive help in letting the YouTube algorithms know that you want to see more of The News Diet in the future. It's been announced that Russian President Putin and Chinese President Xi are going to be meeting next week in Uzbekistan. The nature of the talks hasn't been fully revealed, but signs of a strengthening relationship between the two have been highlighted throughout much of this year. In many regards, both Russia and China find themselves at odds with many current Western sentiments. It's no secret that the authoritarian leaders don't abide by many democratic ideals of the West, like free speech, freedom of the press, or minority rights. Both regimes are known for jailing government dissenters, like journalists or even regular citizens. China even censors the internet available to the Chinese people, restricting some content from the outside world that paints the country in a bad light or portrays ideals incompatible with the Chinese government. And Russia has had to battle accusations of poisoning dissenters. Also, both countries share similar desires to secure what they deem to be the rightful ownership of otherwise independent regions. We're all familiar with the ongoing conflict continuing in Ukraine, where it's been 6 months since Russia invaded. They haven't clearly stated that the point of the war is to bring Ukraine back under Russia's control, but all signs are pointing to that, especially considering that Russia did annex Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula just 8 years ago. China's close to a similar situation with the island of Taiwan, who's been independently governed since 1949. No invasion has taken place, but President Xi has made it clear that they consider Taiwan as a part of the mainland and has warned governments from around the world from supporting Taiwan over them. They've recently conducted military drills near the island and even condemned a recent visit from Nancy Pelosi. The war in Ukraine has inherently formed an east-west divide, as many Western countries have come to the defense of Ukraine by providing financial aid, military equipment, and even weapons to help fight off Russian forces. Also, Western nations have expedited the expansion of the military alliance NATO to include members Sweden and Finland, which Putin considers a threat to Russia, considering Finland shares a border. In addition to the aid and NATO expansions, the West has enacted very strict sanctions against Russia that have cut off much of the country from the international financial and trade systems that have consequently caused an energy crisis in Europe and food and supply shortages around the world. So, Russia is likely looking for allies, and while China hasn't blatantly expressed support for Russia regarding the conflict, they have referred to the U.S. as the main instigator and have provided Russia with much-needed support in the form of cars and smartphones. In fact, China and Russia have just signed a gas deal to start fulfilling gas supply contracts in Russian and Chinese currency instead of euros or dollars. This comes as Russia is stalling the delivery of gas to Europe, who rely heavily on Russia for their energy. They say it's because Western sanctions have prevented the ability to conduct necessary repairs to the gas pipeline Nord Stream 1. But Western parties involved say that this isn't true and that it's a stalling tactic. Regardless, as the West has attempted to divest and boycott Russia, others, like China, are looking to take political and economic advantage. The meetup between the two leaders would likely take place in Uzbekistan for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization next week, which will also include 6 other Asian nations as well. This would be President Xi's first time leaving the country since the start of the COVID pandemic. The suspicions of a strengthening relationship between Putin and Xi come at the same time as a U.S. intelligence finding that revealed that the Russian military of defense could be in the process of purchasing millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea. This finding indicates that Russian forces could be struggling to replenish their resources as the fighting continues, but also Putin could be forging ties with another authoritarian leader as well. Russia's UN ambassador has denied this finding. You've just been informed, so now it's time to get on with your day. I'm Michelle Carroll. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and want to continue following a healthier alternative for staying informed, where I forgo partisan fighting and fear-driven narratives, then please be sure to hit that subscribe button, as of course you'll get more of this show in your feed, and also you'll be helping this new channel grow and reject sensational media. Thank you so much for your support, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.